for jobs and education, not for war and occupation.
Money for jobs and education.
About 30 students and other Champaign-Urbana residents took to the corners of Green and Wright Streets, staging brief die-ins every time the stoplight turned red and the intersection cleared. Groups like the Anti-War, Anti-Racism Effort and International Socialist Organization say the president has appeared to change his tone about Afghanistan since running an anti-war campaign last year. And protester Karen Medina says Obama's strategy won't begin to help build a government for the Afghan people.
A lot of people say that we're there to promote democracy, and democracy has never been promoted by another country being militarily present. And so I guess that's the only advice I have, is that if you really are doing what you say you're doing, then either you're lying about wanting democracy there or you're doing it the wrong way.
The group cite a CNN poll saying that 57% of Americans oppose the war in Afghanistan, while they say Western-run polls show about 75% of Afghans favor negotiations among themselves. About 70 similar protests were scheduled across the country yesterday. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.